Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Television networks have embraced crime scene TV shows. But as millions of viewers tune in to see the latest episodes of CSI Miami, Bones, and Unforgettable, once on a jury, they expect the same sort of drama in the courtroom. Elizabeth Erickson, assistant professor and curriculum coordinator in the criminal investigation program at SUNY Canton, tells us more.
People often assume that police homicide cases should be solved in a matter of days after processing the forensic evidence. This belief can be attributed to the fact that all crime is solved in 60 minutes on television, with time allocated for commercials, and forensic results can be obtained instantaneously. Unfortunately, this is not the case in real life. This belief has transcended to the courtroom, where jurors demand forensic expert witness testimony and an introduction of forensic evidence. On Friday, October 6, 2000, the CBS network debuted a pilot episode of a new crime drama titled CSI Crime Scene Investigation. The initial episode of the series had 17.3 million viewers and was ranked 8th among most watched television shows. In 2002, Robin Franzen, a journalist discussing the implications of new forensic-related programs, coined a term called the CSI effect. According to Robin Franzen, the CSI effect dealt with the potential positive and negative effects experienced by prosecutors and judges. Since 2002, the CSI effect has morphed into a more commonly accepted definition dealing with the perceptions of the public relating to forensic evidence processing and how this perception could be translated into jury demands at trial. Current public perception has been molded by all types of crime dramas, including CSI, Criminal Minds, Bones, Forensic Files, and Crime 360. But the question still remains, is this CSI effect phenomenon negatively impacting the criminal trial, or is it producing a better juror who expects a case to have more direct and physical evidence to prove guilt or innocence?
That was SUNY Canton's Elizabeth Erickson. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. 'Cause I've got you.